Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Under the Sun. This is the very first episode of season two.
We're back.
Ayo.
It's been a while. It's been like 3 months.
Too long.
Yeah. We got really busy with school, all three of us, doing a lot of stuff, but we're really excited to be back, and we're trying to promise that we're going to be doing a weekly schedule,
more
weekly
routine.
I think just getting back into a routine, because we all go to school, so winter break, it was kind of tough to find time to record, because, you know,
we all live in different areas.
Different areas, and it's hard to meet up, so. Yeah. But now that we're on a back at school regularly scheduled program, we'll continue.
Yeah.
All right, Keith, what are we talking about
today? So today we are going to be talking about movies and the Oscars. So mainly movies from this past year in 2019 and just what we thought of them, what are our recommendations, what you should go see, you know,
hot
stuff
takes.
Like that.
Yeah. Hot takes. Yeah.
Best and worst movies.
Yeah.
Maw.
Oh, did you hear about that?
I heard about that. I'm so disappointed
so,
in you.
So I watched, me and Keith, and watched the thriller movie. Scary movie? Thriller movie?
It's bad movie.
Bad movie.
It's supposed to be like a horror thriller type movie.
The trailer looked really good. Yeah. I was really excited for this movie.
Yeah.
And it was not that good. The writing was so bad. I saw it last night with Keith. Yeah. I just said that.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't think it was that good. What did you think, Keith?
I thought it was an interesting idea, but I think what happened in the movie was pretty bad. I don't know. It was just kind of like a weird thing. Like, what happened that caused Octavia Spencer's character to do all that? And it's kind of like,
It didn't translate
over. I wasn't really following. It was like, okay.
It was like
chill.
An unjustified rage.
Like, yeah.
Without spoiling the movie, the thing they did to her character in the past is really bad.
Yeah.
Like, really bad.
But I mean, like, it wasn't... I mean, like, there were other stories, like, with her and her daughter and stuff like that. Yeah. It was just like, why was that necessary? But, I don't know.
I think it's chalked up to one of those things where it's, like, the concept of the movie was better than the actual movie. Like, I think if it was redone, it'd be good with the same concept, but... I don't know.
But.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Yeah. So we're here to talk about a lot of the movies that we saw this year. A lot of them were nominated for Academy Awards. Some of them won. Some of them didn't. So, yeah.
One won a lot. Shout out Parasite.
Yeah. Parasite. That's the big thing we should talk about, I think.
Let's talk about it now.
I think that's a movie.
We'll come back to Oscars. Yeah. We could dedicate a lot of time to this movie.
I think that's a movie that a lot of people should go see. Really well done movie.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, won Best Picture. So if you haven't seen it, go see it. If you've already seen it, watch it again.
Good. Yeah, I think I'm going to watch it again.
Attaboy.
Yeah, it was really good. And I hate it when people say they're not going to go see a movie because it's in a different language, because they don't want to read the subtitles.
I love subtitles.
I know. I have subtitles on all the time.
Not YouTube. Sometimes YouTube. But.
Not stuff. Movies, though. Movies and TV.
Movies and TV, for sure.
And think about how many great directors in different countries have watched American movies with their subtitles.
Right.
So only fair, do the reciprocal.
Yeah.
Watch their movies.
That's a good point.
But this movie portrays the difference in class between rich and poor really well. I mean, there are a couple scenes in this movie in particular. When it rains, you know, there's a scene where it's raining.
When it rains, it pours.
Yeah, and it portrays the difference in your wealth really well.
Yeah.
And just like, because there are two different families in this movie, and it just kind of shows, it goes back and forth between where this rich family lives and what's going on, and where this poor family lives.
It took such a turn, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember I was uncomfortable watching that whole movie.
Yeah.
Like,
really?
Like, I was
that is
I had
true.
Like chills, and I was like.
It makes you feel uncomfortable.
Yes, very, very.
But it also, as Keith has brought up, does a great, phenomenal job of making you analyze what you have and certain situations that you're in.
Yeah.
And then kind of creating a divide, not a divide, but like a mirror image of someone who's on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
and what that might be like for them. So, like, simple rainy days for us with roof over our heads is different for others.
Looks different for somebody else. Who, yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to think. So the first half of the movie, I think, was really well done. And I was like, oh, this is crazy. Like, what's going on? Yeah. And, like, it's hard say anything to you guys because I think it's good to go into this movie not knowing anything.
Yeah.
And you can watch the trailer and not know a single thing.
When I watched the trailer, I thought it was about, like, an actual parasite, like an alien or something. Because I had no idea. Yeah. It would just cut to, like, I don't know, like, bloody people.
Yeah.
And I was like, what happened?
But it was so crazy. I read somewhere, I can't cite it or whatever, but I think
that means it didn't happen.
Okay, whatever. But I read that the director said that the only way that, like, a rich and a poor family in, like, South Korea communicate is, like, through this tutoring thing, which happens
that's
in the film,
crazy.
Which is crazy. Because you know how much education matters in South Korea. I mean, you guys have probably read about it, how tough it is and the stress it's put on these kids.
Yeah, definitely different from our school.
So I totally believe that. And that's what happens in the very first part of the movie is it's all about tutoring. And that just kind of builds upon itself.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Also, the cover
is really cool.
The poster.
Like with the line over everybody's eyes.
That. Yeah.
Really, like, simple but cool.
Yeah.
That could be interpreted in some ways,
too. I think the entire house where the rich family lives is also built for that movie.
Really?
So, like, all the shots inside that house look really cool, well done.
Because the house is built for the movie.
Yeah.
That's new.
And so that's really,
really
cool. But I don't know. I think everyone should just go out there and see it.
Yeah.
I mean, we read today, Tawfiq and I saw that it hit $200 million. So
awesome.
It's doing really well.
I feel like it's gotten a big boost.
Since
definitely
Oscars.
After the
right,
after
like,
the Oscars.
Because, like, people who didn't know about before are going to go and Google, like, Parasite, and then they're going to see it, and then they're going to go watch the movie. Which
that's kind of cool, even for nominees and stuff. To like, you get a lot of attention. And, I don't know.
Yeah. And this was, like, the very first South Korean movie even nominated, and then to win four awards.
Yeah. This was the first foreign language film that ever won the Oscar for Best Picture. So.
Deserved it.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
That makes me excited for, like, next year.
Mm-hmm. It shows that the Academy is taking steps to go more, stray from its past and recognize the best movies.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there were plenty of people who thought, you know, it would win Best International Feature Film and maybe one or two other awards, but that 1917 would take the awards away from it. But 1917 did not win as much. That was all Parasite. Parasite, excuse me.
Yeah.
I believe so, too.
It was like sound editing or something like that.
Sound editing and cinematography, I believe.
Which makes sense. Have you seen?
I haven't.
You haven't
seen
it?
I haven't
seen it. 1917 has really good cinematography.
Yeah, it's all one shot.
Yeah, and there's a really good Business Insider YouTube video.
I saw that.
About how they did that, and that's really interesting. Because I think they put so much time and effort into the cinematography.
Yeah,
so,
sound mixing and cinematography.
Yeah.
There we go.
The sound was good, too.
Cinematography, I agree with. I haven't seen the movie, but from, you know, just
what
from
you've heard
and
seeing
some shots and, knowing the process they went through.
Mm-hmm. But any other movies you guys would recommend from the year?
Connor?
Come back to me.
Okay.
You guys have been on the movie binge lately.
That's true.
Not so much.
We've seen a lot of movies together.
Yes.
We saw Rocket Man.
Once Upon
Joker.
A Time.
Yeah,
Joker.
It's crazy.
Joker, huh? You guys saw Joker together?
Oh, boy. We're not going to start this.
We won't talk about it.
I feel like we already talked about this in, like, episode 5 or something. It was brought up. So
you guys ditched me to
new
go
season,
see Joker?
New season.
Hey, stop it. We're turning over a new leaf.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
I have something I want to talk about.
Okay. Yep.
Let's talk about streaming services getting into award seasons.
Ooh,
I want to talk about that.
All right.
Starting with Roma and how it should have won Best Picture.
And lost to Green Book.
Yeah. That's kind of interesting. What do you think about that, Mr. Movie Guru? You think that was because they just didn't want to hand it over to Netflix?
No, the Academy definitely did not want to hand over a Best Picture Academy Award to a streaming service that started off by getting rejected by Blockbuster. That would have, like, I don't know, flipped the whole institution of the movies and the cinema the Academy has prided itself and taken a stand to show and represent its whole time.
What do you guys think? Do you think it?
Roma deserved
it. Should have won.
Roma deserved.
Yeah,
it.
I haven't seen it, but I assume it's really good. I saw Green Book.
Okay.
And I think it's a really well done movie, but I know that the family, the actual family, said that that wasn't really the true story or what really happened. So
the family of Mahershala Ali's character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting movie, though. I recommend it, but definitely should not have won.
Oh, wait, Green Book? This movie's awesome.
Well, yeah, I saw it. I love Mahershala.
I love that movie.
Mahershala is my favorite actor.
Yeah.
My favorite actor.
Really?
Have you seen Moonlight?
No.
That's sad. Come on.
I know.
He's won 2 supporting actor awards, and both of those have won Best Picture.
Hmm.
It's crazy. But yeah, Moonlight is way better than Green Book.
Really?
Yeah.
Green Book was really good.
And Roma is way better than Green Book.
What'd it get?
96 Rotten Tomatoes.
What's Roma about?
I think it's a family, right?
Yeah.
It's a family.
It's about domestic workers who take care of their family in 1970s Mexico.
Yeah, so it's all in Spanish, too. So for all you out there who don't like subtitles, you got to get over it.
Get over it.
Just watch it. Come on.
Not that hard, guys. Yeah. Come on.
But I don't think it's right for the Academy to, like, shame those streaming services for wanting to get into the movie business.
Yeah.
No.
Because think about the
There's
movies.
There's some good Netflix exclusive movies.
Man. Marriage Story?
Yeah.
Love Marriage Story.
That was a great
story. I know. I gotta watch it still.
Yeah. Like, A Marriage Story was very well done. The cast was phenomenal. Laura Dern, she won in the Best Supporting Actress. Noah Baumbach wrote a phenomenal script. Adam Driver, Scarlett Johansson. Like, for Scarlett Johansson, career best performance in that.
Wow, really?
And Jojo Rabbit. Adam Driver, probably his best role today.
Adam Driver.
He's funny.
What a legend.
We are big Adam Driver.
SNL skits?
Yeah.
We are big Adam Driver fans on
all
this
of
podcast.
Us.
Oh, man, I'm all out of cash.
Yeah.
Oh,
topic,
boy.
That's your favorite one, right?
False, but if it helps you sleep at night, sure.
But yeah, that was good. You're the only one that's seen The Irishman. So.
Yeah, I saw The Irishman in its entirety, all 3 hours.
Three and a half hours.
Topic's seen all of it. Keith has seen.
I saw, for all you guys out there, I watched an hour and a half of it and turned it off. I was so bored.
And I've seen none of it.
Yeah.
So we have 3 complete views.
I mean, my take on it is Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro, and Joe Pesci are very, like, they're Hollywood legends, undisputed. You can never take anything away from them. But between the three of them, they've made three or four really good movies. This was not the best.
Yeah.
Goodfellas, Raging Bull, Casino, then The Irishman, I think is how you rank the three. But it had a good plot. It had interesting characters. Al Pacino was great as Jimmy Hoffa. One of my personal favorites, Ray Romano, was also great in that movie. So was it long? Yeah. Did I get a couple gray hairs during the 3.5-hour movie? Most definitely. But I still think it was a good movie. But yeah, 3.5 hours.
Should I watch it?
When you have 3.5 hours to kill, which, as college students, I don't think we even have a half hour to kill anymore.
Right. We barely have enough time to record this.
Yeah,
so maybe in the summer.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, I think there were way better movies out there.
You just got too bored?
Yeah.
Was it because it was slow or because it...
It's very slow.
Okay.
It's a very slow burn movie, you know? Like, it picks up at points.
What'd you guys think of the anti-aging?
I like that. That they did. That was really well done.
It was really well done, except there was one very bad part.
I heard it was terrible.
No, it wasn't bad.
It looks good.
It looks good.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean? It looks good.
No, I'm saying it looks good.
Oh, no, I know. Him. Yeah, this guy. He hasn't seen any of the movie.
No, I know.
Yeah, okay. All
you
right.
can't judge.
I mean,
so, fair. Like, it's good. Like, if you had seen these guys when they were, like, if you watch any of their movies from the 70s or 80s, it's obvious. Oh, you know, they're not.
Right.
Yeah. And the movie opens up with Robert De Niro, and he's old. It's like the actual self.
Yeah. But so if you watch them in their like from their actual movies from the 80s, you wouldn't be like, oh yeah, this is the exact opposite. But for what the technology was supposed to do, it did a good job. There was only one instance it failed. Robert De Niro was supposed to kick the crap out of one guy, and you could tell this guy, you could tell Robert De Niro was his age. It was a very I don't even know how to, like...
It was bad. It was just like an old man kicking.
Yeah. It definitely should have been replaced with, like, a stunt double or something.
Yeah.
Oh, just because he's old and 80?
Yeah.
And
yeah. You can tell.
And he's supposed to be, like, in his 30s or 40s when he's doing that. Instead, he's his 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, like, a small thing.
It is. And it, still great performances. Yeah. It was interesting. I enjoyed it.
What did you guys... Think about the flashbacks. My dad was telling me that you have to like pay a lot of attention to the movie because the amount of times it goes back and forth is
It's a lot of time jumps. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From what I watched, I didn't have a problem with it.
Okay.
I just my only complaint with the movie was that it was slow.
Yeah.
And I guess like for some people that's a good thing, you know.
Yeah.
And there are definitely some 3-hour movies out there I can sit through, but. I don't know.
Yeah.
This one just wasn't doing it for me.
Avatar, right? That's your favorite movie? Kid?
Godfather.
No, Avatar.
Stop.
You're telling me how much you love Avatar.
Nope.
Like right before we started
recording.
You're
the one who's seen it like 8 times.
Really? You've seen Avatar 8 times?
Not 8 times.
My God.
4.
Probably like four.
How? I haven't even seen it once. It looks bad.
When I was younger, I used to like it, that movie a lot.
Okay.
And I'd get it from the library.
I saw it twice. And that was way too
Maybe
much.
Maybe 3. I feel like 4 is a lot for any movie.
0.
I'm not smart.
You should watch it.
I'm not
actually,
big,
that's true.
I'm not a big James Cameron fan. I like the first 2 Terminator movies. Not a big fan of Titanic. And I'm not a big fan of...
Wait. Time out. You don't like Titanic?
No, I don't I think it's a good movie. I don't think it's as great as like people always say it is. It's a decent movie.
Oh my god!
Good thing Timmy's not here.
Why does he love that movie?
I feel like he loves that movie.
I feel like he would love that movie.
Makes sense.
But
it's okay. I didn't say I hated Saving Private Ryan, or else he'd kill me. But no, not a big fan of James Cameron.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a shocker.
Yeah.
Wait, so what did you say before we got in the Avatar?
I forget.
No, we were talking about 3... Godfather.
Yeah.
What do you think? You saw it for the first time.
Oh, yeah, I saw it for the first time on...
Friday.
It was really good. I really liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't really know what to expect because so many people claim it to be their favorite movie.
Yep.
And
it's
so I was like...
Mine.
It's your favorite?
It's one of them.
Yeah.
I can't have one singular favorite.
I was like, oh boy, high expectations going in. And it was really good. I really liked it. Mm-hmm. I think it was, I mean, at times it was a little slow, but I think it all paid off in the end. And there were definitely some scenes that were really good. And it was one of those movies that you had to pay attention to.
Yeah,
like every scene counted.
Yeah.
So, And the acting was really good.
Yes.
It was really good. So.
I mean, I watched this for the first time a while ago. Like several years ago, and ever since then I was hooked. Saw the other 2, and I mean I love The Godfather. I bought the original novel written by the original author this past summer, and then I bought the 2 sequels that they wrote after his death. The original novel is really good. Sequels, no, not so much. But
I thought the second one was good.
The second movie, not the novels.
This movie. Second movie was good.
Yes.
Third one I haven't seen, and I don't think I will.
No. You do yourself a favor. Don't watch it. Second one, great performances all around from what they had. Robert De Niro, great. Third one, there was only three returning cast members.
Yeah.
And the cast members they got, some were good, like Andy Garcia. Some were just not good. And yeah, it's the third one's a bit of a haul. So
yeah. I remember my answer to your question that we forgot.
Yes.
Movies that everybody should watch.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
it was something like that.
Yeah.
The Princess Bride.
Okay.
That's a movie I think everybody should watch. Have you seen it?
No.
It's very good.
Don't we have
saw
that?
It the other yes. night.
That's in the room, right?
Yeah.
I saw it the second time the other day.
I love that movie.
It's
I think
a good
it's
movie.
So good.
No, it's a very good movie. Great cast.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely something you should watch once in your
yeah,
life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think something for me are true story movies.
Yeah.
I love those. There's a couple movies that I'm just gonna spit out. We can talk about it. The Big Short.
Yes.
That one, so amazing. Good. Of course, Connor's giving me a look that like he
hey,
hasn't
man.
Seen it.
Hey,
it's about
hey,
the
hey.
Economic recession of 2008.
Yeah. There's a movie called Spotlight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's about the Catholic Church, but it's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
We saw that one together.
Here, you can say it.
The Social Network.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah.
Story about the founding of Facebook. I know that's a movie that people talk about a lot because Mark Zuckerberg's an alien. But, I mean.
Zuck.
Oh, man, it's a Zuck. But The Social Network was probably the most smartly written movie I've ever watched.
Why would you say that? Or what makes you say that?
So the screenwriter, Aaron Sorkin, is very well known in Hollywood for his smart and ambitious projects.
Okay.
So he created like The West Wing, Newsroom, Molly's Game. He wrote The Social Network. And his dialogue and his story writing is very good. There's only one tiny problem with the story writing. It's that most of the time, people don't actually speak like how he writes them. It, like, sounds a lot more intelligent or, like, something that, like, people wouldn't actually say. But because in The Social Network, most of the guys are, like...
Really smart. Yeah.
Really smart computer guys from Harvard.
Yeah.
Like, the guys that, like, were billionaires by our age. Like, these really self-made guys. Because they actually probably spoke like that, it made sense for them. And, you know, it paid off. It won Best Adapted Screenplay that year. So it's definitely the smartest written movie I've seen.
Yeah, I think it's a really good movie. It's got some really good acting.
Oh,
the acting
man.
Is
really?
Phenomenal.
Keith and I talk about this all the time. Two of the best performances coming from Jesse Eisenberg and Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, those are really good. Both really well. And we're bummed that Andrew Garfield didn't even get nominated for the movie.
That year he did not get a supporting actor nomination. It was crazy because there are several times when you're just like, you can see like the friendship between him and Jesse Eisenberg as Mark Zuckerberg. And you're like, you look at your friends and you're like, I can see this. And... when you start to see it break down a little, it really does break your heart a little bit because it's like, damn, I could see this happening. Like, this could be a friendship I have breaking down. It's hard to accept.
Yeah. I can think of one more movie I want to say. Whiplash.
Oh, man.
I watched that for the first time about 2 weeks ago, maybe. Really, really well written movie. The acting is... Very, very well.
Is that the Gyllenhaal ones?
No. That's Miles Teller and J.K. Simmons.
Yeah.
And it's all about Miles Teller, and he's gotten into this very elite music school. And
oh, you were telling me about this one. Okay.
And
he has to work.
About Southpaw.
Yeah.
Southpaw.
It's a boxing movie.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah. Anyways, I think it's... one of my top three movies right now. It's really good. And Birdman.
I love those.
I know.
Birdman is so good.
Birdman, I gotta see that. Wait. That's like right up my alley, too.
It's so good. It's like the first 1917, because it's a lot of it's like one shot.
Yeah.
It's right up my alley. I gotta watch it.
Yeah, but Birdman, Whiplash, really good.
Is there a third on that list?
Not right now.
Okay.
Not right now, but we're working on it.
Yeah, yeah.
You also told me you recently watched Vice. What was your opinion about that? Okay,
so Vice is directed by Adam McKay, who directed The Big Short. And I think it has a lot of similarities, kind of this whole idea of, like, you have to really pay attention because it's this huge story. The Big Short, I'll say, is very hard to understand
when you first watch it.
Yeah. But the way they kind of work to explain ideas in with people like Margot Robbie,
Selena Gomez,
it's really well done.
It's very entertaining.
Yeah. I would say it's definitely better than Vice, but Vice has some very, very good acting by Sam Rockwell and Christian Bale.
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams is very good, too. I also watched The Fighter recently. That also has Christian Bale and Amy Adams in it. They both did a really good
job. Mark Wahlberg, too.
Yeah.
Also, quick note. Everyone here is also big Michael Keaton fans.
Yeah.
I know we talked about Birdman. He's in Spotlight. Everyone here loves Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
So, Michael Keaton, if you're ever listening, we love you.
That's for you.
That was our shout out.
But yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to listen.
No, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. We need to see more movies together.
We do.
The last one we saw was Knives Out, and we definitely talked about that on the podcast. I remember that.
And then
how did that end up doing?
Really? Well, it didn't get nominated, but it did really well. It
got nominated for original screenplay, but it didn't win.
Didn't win.
Parasite won.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. No one else was winning any award.
But yeah.
I still want to see Birds of Prey. I know you guys have fallen off.
That's another thing we could talk about. I don't know. I'm still excited for it.
Yeah.
I still want to see it. I don't know. It's just like movie tickets are so expensive.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have to think about which ones I want to see in the theater.
Yeah.
And that one I'm kind of half on, half off.
Yeah.
And I've read some reviews on it, and it's kind of mixed. So
it's very mixed.
So I don't know. It's either like you'll love it or you'll hate it.
But that kind of makes me want to see it more if it's mixed.
Yeah. And I'm sure I'll like it. It's like an action-packed movie starring Margot Robbie. So, I don't know.
What's not to like?
Yeah. Sounds good.
Ewan McGregor as a twisted sociopath? What's not to like?
But, yeah. There's a lot of good movies coming out in 2020.
Whoa. That was weird.
Yeah.
Yes. Tech support?
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Christopher Nolan, Tenet.
Oh, yes. Tenet. Oh, man.
I don't know. What?
Do you know who Christopher Nolan is? Batman, Trilogy.
Inception.
Dunkirk, Inception, Interstellar.
Probably the best director. Siege.
I'm looking up a picture. Gosh. I definitely know who it is.
Guys, we're so sorry.
Oh, shut
up. All right, this is my last episode on the podcast.
Shut your mouth.
No, I can't do this anymore. Goodbye.
Yeah, I don't recognize this guy.
You should watch the trailer.
Yeah.
It looks really good. It's like a hopefully better Inception. Just take Inception and just...
Wait, for Tenet?
Yes.
Okay.
If you have seen Inception and you enjoyed it,
this movie
will take everything you loved about Inception and turn it on your head and demand multiple rewatches. Mm-hmm.
When's it come out?
Summer.
Oh, here, I'll check.
So then there's the new James Bond movie.
No Time to Die.
Yeah. Have you heard Billie Eilish's song?
I have. I really liked it.
I liked it a lot, too.
She's very talented.
Yes.
She and her brother, Phineas, both very talented.
Phineas, too. He's a sleeper.
He's really cool. I've watched interviews with him on Jimmy Fallon, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really cool guy.
Tenet comes out July 17th, 2020.
There's another movie, a Wes Anderson movie.
The French Dispatch.
Yeah. And I recently watched the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, classic.
And I've seen the Isle of Dogs or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think his movies are really well done. They're very interesting. And
symmetrical.
He's cool. I really like his shots.
Yep. Cool colors,
and from the trailer, for the French Dispatch. It looks very, very good. Intriguing. Very stacked cast,
oh,
too.
Oh, man, that's
really?
Crazy.
Yeah. But,
dude,
the
cast, holy crap.
What?
No, I'm saying
the cast.
The cast. Is,
he's like,
oh, God.
It's a holy crap cast.
And, yeah, I mean, there are some cool movies coming out this year. As the year goes on, we'll inform you on other ones.
Oh, because boy. We will be back for more episodes. Do not worry.
Oh, yeah, we'll be back. And actually, that's about time.
So. Yeah, it's all about right. time.
All right.
Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed the very first episode of Season 2. We're just kind of rambling about movies.
We're back.
Stuff. If you take anything away, please spend like $5 and see Parasite.
Or if you need to take anything else away, please know who Christopher Nolan is.
Okay, yes. All right. Yeah, hey, man. We can't all be savants. On
he directed
like
The Dark Knight. That's not a savant. That's
it's
a
like one of your favorite movies. All right. It's fine.
There.
It's fine. We'll argue after the mic goes off.
Yeah. We'll
kill Connor after the
We'll
mic
start
goes
swinging
off.
Once the mic's off.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks for listening. Thank Remember, you. Follow the Instagram.
We'll see you next week.
Yep. We'll be back.
Bye.